Revenues were down. You see, that's the problem. Overdue accounts. Uh-huh. Right? These clients have got to pay what they owe, and that's why I want you to talk to Herb. It's not a difficult thing to do. I have done sales at other stations. I've done sales at big stations. If an overdue client does not pay, you simply replace that client with another one.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. What did I just say?
Geez, don't you know?
Good morning, and how are you two?
Fine.
No bad moods or unresolved anger?
Oh, I don't think so.
I can't hear you, Andy.
No, I'm okay.
Then neither one of you is waiting for an excuse to explode?
Nope.
Isn't that nice? It's okay, Herb.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Never ask me to do this again, Herb.
It's real lucky I caught you together. If I could get you to jot your John Hancocks across the bottom of these letters.
Sit down, Herbert. Let's chat.
Well, I'm kind of in a rush.
Sit down.
But I'll make the time.
Mr. Carlson.
What?
Ooh. Listen, Herb, if this sort of thing continues, there's going to be hell to pay.
Excuse me?
I think what Mr. Carlson means is we can't let some of our clients go on owing money. That's wrong.
Yeah.
Payment is due when payment is due, Herbert. Period. End of sentence. End of discussion. You got me?
Surely. And I'll get right on it just as soon as you fellows sign these letters.
Well, this looks sort of legal, Herb.
Mumbo jumbo. I wouldn't waste my time reading it.
Oh, okay.
Herbert R. Charles, sales manager, WKRP, is essential and indispensable to the operation of the company.
What the heck is this, a joke?
No, sir. They pulled my name for jury duty, and I thought maybe you could get me off.
I don't know. Look, it's your duty to serve.
Well, that's the way I feel, but who's going to look after sales?
I wouldn't mind.
Somebody's got to get on those overdue accounts. You want to do it?
No.
Sign.
Under penalty of perjury.
Where does it say that?
That last paragraph right there.
I don't think
Mr. Carlson has a point about that civic duty, Herb.
Yeah, but I think that...
Well, of course, on the other hand, we could take the easy way out. We could lie and keep Herb on the job. Go ahead, sign.
Well, I wouldn't get carried away with lying.
No, sir. You go, Herb. Do your duty.
You know, you're right, Herbert. I could handle sales, and Venus could fill in for me.
Good idea. Very good. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Just remember who thought of it.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, from town to town, up and down the dial. In a while, I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Me in 4 days, man.
Well, you haven't made any sense in 4 days.
I'm just doing my job.
Oh, I thought you were trying to do Andy's job.
Look, Fever.
You used to be a good disc jockey, man. Of course, that's when you were black.
You want to be acting program director? You want to argue about something you don't care about with somebody you agree with?
You understand what you just said?
Not a word.
When is Herb coming back?
I don't know.
Why?
This guy's out of line.
You guys keep talking in unison, and I'm leaving.
Look, Travis, do I really have to play what Venus says?
He is the acting PD.
Yeah, I know, but I can't see an all Barry White weekend, you know?
Right on.
Hey, listen, if I can handle sales, you can handle programming, and you can adjust. Now, drop those Chicken City commercials from the log.
Not the Chicken City spots.
Hey, he refused to pay? He's out.
You lost a client?
I'll replace him.
Hey, you're really burning up the sales department.
If they pay, they're clients. If they don't, they are charity.
Thanks, Herb.
Neither one of you guys have got a clue just how rough it is out there on the street
selling this place.
At unison. I warned you.
What's with him?
Oh, Andy. Jim Goshen of the Tube and Lube Shops called and told me to tell you. Regarding your hardball collection agency tactics, I won't pay you one red cent. Put your commercials where the sun don't... I can't make that up.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you very much.
Andy, pruning a tree of its dead branches helps new branches to grow.
Right. Hey, that's my thinking exactly, Bailey. Yeah, hello, honey. May I speak with Barney Marshall, please? Oh, Mr. Marshall. Hi, sorry. Bad connection here, I guess. My name is Andy Travis of WKRP, and I would like to show you how inexpensive and, I believe, effective at WKRP. Radio. Yeah, we're here in town. Andy Travis. Right. Mr. Marshall, may I call you Barney? Okay, that's not important. I'm a very busy man, too. Okay, fine. I'll hold. Andy. Andy.
Not now, Les.
Andy!
Yes.
You ever heard about the reporter who dyed his skin dark and went to live with black people?
I'm on the phone here, Les.
I have. It's called Black Like Me. It's a great book.
And you know what? It's never been done on radio.
Oh, Les.
I want to go out among the black people. Along the highways and byways. In the cafes. Laughing, loving, crying, and singing. Living the life of the Negro. Recording it all in a series of award-winning new specials. What do you say?
Sounds great to me, Les. I'd say go ahead and do it. But see, I'm in sales while Herb's gone. You're going to have to talk to Venus about that.
Thank you, Andy. I'll tell him you like it. Better go run some tests.
Yeah, Mr. Marshall. Yes, I'm still here. I'm still waiting. Hello.
Hello.
Please don't anybody get up. Travis, I've just been on the phone with Al Carpenter. Okay, Corral RVs says you've been harassing him.
Smiling Al?
Mm-hmm.
You bet I have. He owes us over $9,000.
Well, you should have saved those rough tactics for some of the real deadbeats. I mean, he's happy to pay. In fact, he's got a new campaign he wants to talk over with you when you go over to pick up his check.
That's great.
You bet it is. You head on over there, get that money, and be nice to the man, because that's the kind of client we want to have around here. Nice. Carry on.
Right.
Oh, Travis.
Yeah.
If you need anybody to go, you know, bare knuckles with any of these deadbeats, you know where to find me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've wasted enough time on this trial already. Dad, could you slip it into gear? I've got what's left of a career to get back to.
Why is this man in the ugly suit telling us what to do?
Sir, if you didn't want me to be jury foreman, you shouldn't have voted for me.
I didn't.
Just have a seat. I'd like to get through with this by lunch.
Oh, lunch is the best part. Never miss lunch.
Is this where you want me, Mr. Tartar?
Is that greenhorn from that radio station still waiting for me? Well, send that peck of wood in here, Aunt Holly. Be sure and buzz me back on the horn, honey, in a couple of minutes. Come on in here, stranger. This is the place.
You're smiling, Al, I can tell. I'm Andy Travis. We talked on the phone there.
Sure did. This shows you how wrong a body can be. You didn't tell me you was a cowboy.
Oh, I'm not a real cowboy.
Oh, where you hail from? Ridley.
Ridley from Phoenix.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Are you from there?
No, I missed it there one time. Drop your saddle side here and let's see whose brand's on them cattle.
What?
Hooch.
I'm sorry?
Hooch, a little conversation, lubrication.
Oh, well, thank you, but not while we're talking here.
When I whistle, I like it you.
Right on, Bob.
Woo, boy, I can't play cat and mouse with you all day long. I've got some commercials I got to start today. I have got a lot of business.
And I think that's wonderful. And I'm going to hear all about it just as soon as we settle up that account, Darrell.
Call me Smile.
Smile.
What? Go ahead and take another drink. Knock the bar off that, boy. I let that gummit, I told you not to disturb me. Well, I told him I was going to do business at WKRP. No, I'm not going to go with this station. That much less. Well, tell him I'll see him at 2 o'clock, honey. Sorry about that, friend. What is you saying?
I see there's no reason to beat around the bush with a fella like you. WKRP wants you as a client.
Pooch? No, thanks. I've got 50 commercials that I want to run to drive time today for a little sale that I'm having. Now, up front, I know the book price is a steep $40.
That's 30 sound.
20 sound better.
Oh, that's half rate.
Well, I guess you could look at it that way. But damn, my head ain't screwed on right, boy. I plump forgot to give you the check for the $9,000 we owe you.
Smile.
What?
I believe we can give you those commercials at $20 a spot if you order 100.
Oh, well, I just need 50 commercials.
And as a gesture of good faith, I'm willing to commit to that in writing right now. $20 spot.
Boy, I like your style. You have got guts.
You know what? Doggone it, this is fun. Look at that. Right there on the old dotted line.
Let me get those commercials now. We got to start them today.
Say, Smile.
What?
His check's wrong.
What?
Yeah. See, it's $9,000 in numbers, but it's written out and says 900.
Why, hell, there's no bank in the world would take that check.
Hey, I caught that.
It certainly is. I'll have Claude cut you another check. We'll get it in the mail to you today.
Let's see. We'll run them commercials just as soon as that check arrives.
Oh, no, no, we'll run them commercials today. We've got a contract.
At $20 spot.
100 of them, son, and I never would have done it. Except you got me over 1D barrel.
And not a moment too soon either, babies. That was Queen with their big hit, one that I never particularly cared for, but I'm nevertheless forced to play here on WKRP. This is Dr. Johnny Fever just doing my job, following the orders of Venus Flytrap. He's just doing Andy Travis' job, while Andy fills in for our sales manager, Herb Tarlick, who's not doing his job.
What about the scene of the crime? The broken glass, the empty rolls of masking tape, the torn silk sheets.
My apartment's a mess, too. I don't see what that proves.
I'd like to see your apartment.
Look, we all did things in our lifetime that we are deeply, deeply ashamed of, right?
Boy, I'll say.
Really?
I'm a Scorpio. What's your sign?
I don't know.
If we are going to talk evidence, let's not forget the fireplace poker.
What?
Just a little joke. The old immigrant man made a little joke.
Crime is no joke.
Talk to your tailor.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Can it, Herb?
What?
Oh, Andy, I'm sorry. I thought you were Herb. You see, he calls me gorgeous, you don't.
And that's always been an oversight on my part. Hey, you look great.
Thank you. So do you.
Any messages?
No.
Any mail?
Sorry.
You know, I've made over 24 sales calls this week. Not one message, not one reply.
I could give you this mail addressed to occupant.
I don't get it, Jennifer. I just don't get it. I've lived and breathed radio since I was a little boy. Done every job there is to be done at a radio station, including sales. It's some of the number one operations in this country. It's never happened like this before. I say, WKRP. They either laugh or get very angry. If I wasn't so self-confident, this terrible experience might make me question who I really am.
Travis, what are you doing to me, man?
What?
You're out to having a great time in sales. Why are you adding to my headaches in programming?
Venus. Oh, Venus.
Thanks for sitting last to me with this award-winning idea of his.
You've seen Venus. So far, so good, Andy. What do you think?
Jennifer, go to unwind down at the club with the steam. Be back in an hour or two. Hello, Travis. Hello, Les. Good-looking suit, Andy. Go wash up, Les.
Everybody quiet down. Just stop talking. Now, since we can't seem to agree on this, I'll make the decision.
That's not fair.
Fair's got nothing to do with it. I'm hungry. Now, that's three large pizzas, two with everything, one plain, and one spinach salad.
I get heartburns. What can I tell you?
Couldn't we have Chinese food again?
A good salad is very healthy, but please don't listen to me. I'm just an old little man from another country.
Not from where I sit, Pops.
Now, where were we?
Walter had just offered to teach me how to swim in his jacuzzi. He's an Aquarian with his moon rising.
I don't care. Where were we?
You were just summing up your 15th and final stupid point.
Right. Okay. Now, lastly, ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
It should be salad. Roughage is very important.
Lastly, the defendant is Italian.
Hey, I'm Italian.
That explains your vote, doesn't it? Walt?
Listen, you are both dummies. The defendant is a Canadian.
Oh.
Now, let's get this over with today because I don't want to look at another suit of his.
I'm the foreman.
Down, Junior. Now, everybody who wants him snuffed, lift your hands. You are the one who convinced me.
Well, I changed my mind, and I'd like spinach salad, too.
Well, it's time to put our tools away, straighten our desks, climb into our cars, and drive off to some senseless, possibly illegal diversion.
I feel like you've been hanging around with Johnny too much.
I know. Good night, Andy.
Good night, girl.
Working late, Andy?
Good to see you.
Yeah?
How's Toronto going?
Well, we wrapped it up about a half hour ago.
It's wonderful.
I can be back at my desk tomorrow.
That's great.
What was
our
sales? you go first.
No, you.
Well, the verdict, not much to tell. We couldn't really agree on anything.
Except the verdict.
Yeah, of course. When I saw you sitting at my desk, I didn't recognize you. I thought you'd hired a replacement for me, but then I saw the hair.
No, it was just me, Herb. I was just filling in.
Well, any problems?
Problems? There's no problems. I had to cut off a client or two because it wouldn't pay.
Really?
Well, six.
Six?
Payment is due when payment is due. That is business.
Andy, you gotta know when to hit them.
I got close to collecting $9,000 from Smiling Al. His cousin Claude's getting ready to send
it. Bad check, right?
Yeah.
And he got a whole bunch of new spots at a ridiculously low price.
Wasn't ridiculously low.
Oh, Andy. He did that to me 20 times. Then I got smart.
20 times.
Yeah. Oh, Holly. Big Herb here. Look, let me yap at the head honcho. Smile. Listen, buddy, that new campaign of yours, no can do. I went to the mat on this one, but you know the big guy, he's a hard man. Well, he said, Herb, listen, all past dues must be cleared. $5,000 is a start. Today, I want to see that cousin of yours with a check. Okay, fine.
Herbert, that was an incredible display of deceit.
Just part of the job. Besides, I drove by his place this morning and counted 55 vans where he normally carries 20. He's backed up. He's got to advertise.
Come on, Herb, let me buy you a hooch.
Hooch? Hey, Andrew, I want to ask you something. Have you ever been in charge of a whole group of people who didn't listen to you or cared what you said?
Yeah, Herb, I have.
What happened?
What happened?